the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's been a rocky IPO season for some big-ticket stocks like Uber, but they could be in line for a hefty boost of investment cash soon. In a moment, we'll check in with a Journal Markets reporter who will explain why that's not necessarily an ace in the hole for investors looking to score profits. First, these money and market stories you should know. All this talk almost daily of tariffs this, global slowdown that, so far has not deterred American consumers. In fact, American shoppers ramped up their spending in May. The Commerce Department says that retail sales, which are essentially all the purchases at stores and restaurants and online, rose 0.5% in May from a month earlier, and overall sales rose 0.3% back in April. And though they don't count toward retail sales, there's been a burst of sales of big-ticket luxury apartments in New York City, and it could be due to a new so-called mansion tax about to kick in. The new transfer tax for New York City residential deals goes into effect on July 1st and incrementally affects buyers in transactions of $2 million or more. It caps out at 3.9% for a property sold for $25 million or above. So the purchase of a 17,000-square-foot luxury apartment that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is finalizing in June, which is valued at about $80 million, will cost him roughly $800,000 in transfer taxes. If he waited till after July 1st, he'd be on the hook for $3 million in mansion taxes.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
This year's strong IPO season has seen some hits and misses, but nearly all the IPOs in the first half of the year are about to get a shot in the arm in the form of an influx of cash from index funds. And Wall Street Journal reporter Corey Driebusch is here to explain. So, Corey, there are some very high-profile companies that have gone public or IPO'd in the past few months, and they're in line for a pretty good bump in cash.
Yes, they do. And that's all thanks to the FTSE Russell indexes, which are popular U.S. stock indexes. And every June, these indexes do a big reconstitution. And this year for the reconstitution, companies that were trading on or before May 10th were eligible to be included. So that includes Lyft, that includes Uber, which actually, if many of you remember, started trading on May 10th.
So they barely made the cut.
Yes, it includes Beyond Meat, another really popular company out there right now, and other smaller companies like PagerDuty and Precision Biosciences.
So this is the FTSE Russell 1000, FTSE Russell 1000.
And the Russell 2000 and the Russell 3000.
Oh, okay. And so these indexes track the top 1000, 2000, or 3000 top U.S. companies?
So it's funny. The Russell 1000 tracks the, based on their methodology, 1,000 biggest, and then the Russell 2000 is the next 2,000 biggest, and the Russell 3000 is all of them.
So the 3,000 takes into account the 1,000 and the 2,000.
Yes.
And they'll be tracked by those funds, and this is a significant threshold for these companies. As you point out in your story, it's like getting past Wall Street's velvet ropes to then get to this level.
Yes, and that's because admission in can temporarily boost the stock price of new additions because some traders try to game the reconstitution, so they buy up the stock in anticipation of them being added into these indexes. And also, in the more common reason is any fund that tracks these indexes. So if you're an ETF or another type of passive index fund tracking the Russell 1000 or Russell 2000, you pretty much have to buy. You don't have to. There's some reasons you don't have to buy every single company, but you have to have exposure to most or many of these companies. So, and not only that, also funds that use Russell 1000 or Russell 2000 mm-hmm. as their benchmarks. They also want, if a big company is in there, they don't. They might want to own it to make sure they don't have too much drift from the larger index's performance.
And there are some estimates as to how much money might flow into these companies when they join these indexes. $326 million to Uber, $93 million of investment to Lyft, $67 million to Beyond Meat, $26 million to the tech company PagerDuty. These are estimates. When this happens in late June, will we see the effects immediately?
So there's all this that comes about. As I mentioned, that some traders already have been trying to game the system. So what we sometimes see is actually company shares trade down, even though they've been added in, because traders are trying to quickly flip. They made bets by buying earlier, and then they try to flip the day of. But in general, we will see that money all flow in, and it's usually, funny enough, on the final trade of the day, on the last trading day of June, because as of July 1 is when everything becomes effective. So that closing auction, which we've reported in the past is the busiest second of trading.
So June 28th, 4 o'clock Eastern time, keep your eyes on the market.
Yes. It used to be known as one of the it is one of the busier trading days mm-hmm. of the year.
And you spoke to people that point out that, you know, for Uber and Lyft, which have had a rocky IPO period, and this cash might seem like it's coming at a good time, there are no guarantees here.
Yes. And another little quirk about how Russell does its calculations for who comes in and at what level. Its calculation methodology for weighting stocks is it takes into account the stock's float, which means how many shares are available to trade, not its market cap. So it's actually a smaller amount than you would think is going into Uber and Lyft in comparison to their total size based on their market capitalization. So when you think, oh, $300-something million, that sounds like a lot. Based on how much Uber shares trade on a daily basis, it's not that much. It should be something to lift it up, but it's not that extraordinary. Actually, smaller companies will see a bigger boost.
All right, a good little primer in Russell 1000, 2000, and 3000, how they affect stocks. From markets reporter Corey Driebusch here in our studio. Corey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.